It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Ray, it's showtime.
Hello out there, and welcome to a Thanksgiving holiday weekend roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty. I'd love to, first of all, take stock of all the things that willing better than most on this quintessential American holiday, and they are family, good friends, and health, and those blessings, large and small, that each of us can give thanks for. I really want to give thanks to my special guest co-host, Mr. Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, and Mr. Ron Blessy, broker, owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, because both of them are in the KTRC studio with my fabulous producer, Gino Thompson. And as you can tell, we're operating with a little bit of technology run amok today. Murphy's Law is in place for the holiday weekend. We have lost our phone system there, but we're going to make this thing work. And as it turns out, I'm up in house today. So Ron and Tom and Gino are in control. And they may very well decide to cut me out of the program at some point, which is perfectly fine, guys. Anyway, it's great to have you there. And happy Thanksgiving, Ron, Tom, and Gino. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Ray, very much.
Doing
great, Ray. There's no way we're going to kick you out.
No, no way. Even though I'm sitting in your seat.
Is this sounding okay to you?
It sounds fine, Ray.
Very good. Well, we're going to have some fun with this sort of crazy format today, and I know that Tom and Ron will feel free at any point to jump in and, again, take the show in any direction that they wish. We're also going to have a loose theme today that speaks to things that each of us are thankful for. And before we unleash my Santa Fe-based pilgrim buddies, and I promise I won't have too many of these metaphors, we invite you to go to our website and check out all the companies who provide an array of services for which we are very thankful. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover these useful resources. So, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's get this holiday weekend show underway by welcoming Ron Blessy, again, at Home Buyers Mortgage, for his Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook chapter. Now, I think Ron this week is going to be especially thankful and full of gravy, stuffing, and all the other trimmings. How are you, Ron?
I'm good, and you're absolutely right. I am full of all of that, maybe some other things, too. But I must say that I guess I never knew that a T1 line could take the Thanksgiving weekend off, but apparently that's the problem we have here today. But today's subject is managing your funds prior to closing. And we've discussed this in varying degrees here over the last few weeks. But one of the things I ask my clients for initially at application is for copies of 2 months' bank statements, checking account statements, retirement accounts, investment accounts, et cetera. And if the statement, first page of the statement says that there are 6 pages, I need all 6. If it says 4, I need all 4. Even if that last page says this page left blank intentionally, I still need to have it. And this is giving the underwriter a clear picture of what the present balances are in all of those accounts. Oftentimes, clients will give me printouts from the Internet that they can get. This is not acceptable because the underwriter wants to see the depository's letterhead, logo, et cetera, with all the appropriate information on it. So it's real important that I get that stuff up front when I take the application. Another thing that we have to verify during the process is the earnest money check. We get a copy of it from the title company when we get the fully executed contract. However, we are also going to have to see a copy of the cleared check. So most people can go online, pull up a copy of that check front and back to show that it has cleared, or perhaps a subsequent statement that shows the check number and the amount on it and that check is cleared. That is certainly adequate for the underwriter as well. Prior to closing, the funds that will be used for the down payment must be paper trailed. So if stocks or bonds are sold, the borrower should allow a minimum of 5 days for the sale and transfer of those funds, and a confirmation of the sale of the funds from the depository along with a deposit slip showing the amount of the funds deposited into the account being used for closing will be required. So that's something that a lot of people wait till the last minute to do, and then we just tear our hair out trying to get that documentation. So it's better to do it sooner than later. It's not advisable for borrowers to move funds from account to account during the loan process, because this will increase the amount of documentation the lender will require. So keep it simple. Earmark an account to put the funds in. We can document it, and we don't have to go through that same process several times before several accounts. And then finally, and we've talked about this one before, any deposits over $500 will need to be documented. When the underwriter reviews the statements provided, they will ask for a paper trail for the deposits that are showing on the statement. So as trivial as a $500 deposit may seem, or even a $1,000 deposit, this is something the underwriter wants to see to make sure that there aren't loans being acquired, funds from loans, et cetera, coming in. So plan ahead. Always ask when rearranging your assets to make sure that you will meet the lender's requirements during the process. So, Ray?
Excellent summary, Ron. And I guess just a question I didn't really ask you at the front end of the show, and that is before I bring on my guest co-host, Tom Simon, what are you most thankful for this holiday weekend?
Well, I'm very thankful for being a participant on this show every week. It's a great show. It enables me to expound on the expertise that I've acquired many years of attaining. And I really am thankful for the fact that I'm still able to do the kind of business that I've always done. And more so than ever, it's a very challenging time, but we're able to get through all of this. And, of course, I'm thankful for my family and all my immediate loved ones and all their support and help. And I think we all have a lot to be thankful for.
We sure do. I just want to echo that I'm delighted, Ron, that you're part of All Things Real Estate. It's a real asset to the organization. Well, with that, I want to shift over and bring on my special guest co-host, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, the very highly regarded multi-tenant homeowner association management company. Tom, I know you'd like to tackle some specific real estate issues today, and we're going to get into that throughout the program. But before we do it, just as I did with Ron, I wondered what you'd like to share with the listeners as we celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity to do that, Ray. It's hard to think about the unemployment in the country at somewhere in the 8 or 9% range and much higher in some areas and not be very grateful that I still have a job and that my services are still needed by the communities that I work with. I'm also, of course, thankful for family, thankful for the colleagues that I enjoy so much, you being one of them, of course, and the opportunity to have a voice in the community through this radio program.
Well, and you certainly have a very powerful voice today because you're right there in the studio. And I just want to explain to people that when I said that the T1 line was down and we don't have a phone system, people are probably scratching their heads saying, well, Ray, if you're in Taos, how are you doing this? Well, Gino Thompson, my producer, very creatively has put Ron Blessy's cell phone underneath a microphone, and I'm talking through my cell phone, so we still are able to beat those gremlins that basically decided to have too much turkey and take the T1 line down this weekend. Anyway, Tom, thank you as well for being part of All Things Real Estate. Your company is so highly regarded in the community. I think it's a vision, and indeed you are providing a great service, and I don't think you have to worry about not having a job, okay?
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Anyway, it's going to be a little bit fun here today, Mr. and Mrs. Listener out there, so I want you to sit back and sort of enjoy how this thing evolves. And again, Tom and Ron are going to jump in whenever they want to. But I'll tell you, Tom, let's sort of frame some of the topics that we're going to talk about today from your perspective, from Westgate Properties Homeowner Association Management Company perspective. And that is that we've reached the time of the year when your organization is playing a very critical role with homeowner associations all over Santa Fe County. There are a variety of things that the officers of homeowner associations and the members actually have to focus on. So why don't you tick off in the next couple of minutes before we take a break what some of those things are, Tom?
Sure. Well, it's the busiest time of year for us, mostly because so many of our communities are on a fiscal year for a calendar year for their fiscal year. And so we're involved very deeply with budgeting for the coming year. We're planning annual meetings where communities come together and unit owners have an opportunity to speak their mind, and it's really a meeting for the owners, not so much for the boards. And there's a lot of education that goes through that process. I'm educating the boards of directors and what their role needs to be. I'm communicating with community members, advising them of what to expect in 2012 with regard to their dues payments, what happened in 2011, how we spent their money. There's also new board members being elected, so there's a training program that comes with that, that Westgate provides the new board members and reminds them of what their obligations are and their responsibilities under their governing documents. So we do also communicate with the insurance advisors and find out what's in store for 2012 as all part of the budgeting process, because we need to have an idea of what to expect in terms of insurance premiums. And sometimes we're throwing a curveball, and an insurance company decides they're either going to pull out of the market in New Mexico or they're going to pull out of that community for various reasons. So we're involved in working with insurance advisors to locate new insurance instruments to manage the risk in the community.
That's an excellent overview of things that are very seasonal from the standpoint of what Westgate Properties is providing to its clients. And we'll drill down on a number of those things throughout the program today. But Gino Johnson, that's my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable conversation here on Thanksgiving holiday weekend with Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage and Tom Simon of Westgate Properties. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. And discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in the Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat? That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow. No kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
We're on air, Ray.
Okay, Gino Thompson, are we on air right now?
We are.
Very good. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a formally sort of roundtable conversation. No, seriously, it's we're dealing with a little bit of technology challenges today. Our T1 line, the phone line at Hutton Broadcasting is down for the count. The Quest repair boys are probably eating way too much leftover turkey, and so they don't want to repair it today. No, I don't want to beat up on them too much. But we are having some fun. Rob Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage is in the studio. My special guest co-host, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, highly regarded multi-tenant homeowner association management company, is there as well. Gino Thompson, my producer. I'm up in Taos, and we're actually doing this through a couple of different cell phones. So bear with us. We'll try to have some fun. And before we get back into sort of our conversation about the show, I want to tell you about the highly regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. Had we had a phone system today, we would actually be talking with Mike Plant, who is the co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development up in Chama, New Mexico. Among other notable titles, Mike is also the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team. We're wishing the team greater success in next season than they had this last season. Mike is also a former Olympic athlete, a well-respected international sports executive, and if he had been on the show today, Mike would actually be telling us that Canyon Ridge is really sort of a fantastic location, a development that's situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is actually limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. And it's a home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, and each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. It has award-winning designs and abundant amenities, and Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact. For more information about Canyon Ridge, we invite you to actually go to our website, which is www.discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. You can also call me if you want to take a tour of this fabulous development up in Chama. Again, my phone number is 505-989-8900. And Tom and Ron, you have not been to Canyon Ridge yet, but we're going to try to do something in the spring. Tom, I'm just curious, though, from your standpoint, new development like this, lots of organizational issues that that community of those 81 homeowners will have to focus on once they're in place, correct?
That's right, Ray. In fact, the governing documents of that community provide some direction in that there's a whole period of developer control where the developer is responsible for most of what goes on there, and including development of the budget and so forth. So we work with new communities as well as communities that have been around for a while. When it's a new community, we're usually working with a developer, helping them to articulate what the budget will be, what the issues are going to be for the unit owners, in how they will be interacting with their board of directors and so forth.
Uh-huh. And, Ron Gussie, from the standpoint of mortgages, most of the people that are going to live in Canyon Ridge, again, there's 81 home sites on those 6,000 acres. Most of those people, this will be a second, third, or whatever number of homes that that they would be buying the lots and then building their homes. So that requires a different kind of mortgage product, doesn't it?
It does, and I would say that the homeowners association is less of a factor on a planned unit development as opposed to a condominium development. planning unit development just simply is set up the way it is with the governing bylaws, and we get into very little of the details on that particular aspect of lending on second homes, primary residences, whatever it is in a planned unit development. So it's not as detail oriented as a condominium would be.
I see. Well, again, guys, and hopefully you too, Janet Thompson, my producer, we can all go up to Canyon Ridge sometime this spring and take a look at this extraordinary development. Everyone who has gone up there that I've talked to has said that they could not imagine how more breathtaking a spot could be in New Mexico. Anyway, Tom Simon, my special guest co-host of Westgate Properties, LLC, let's go back to one particular issue that you talked about in the first segment. This time of the year is critical for homeowner associations, and right at the top of the list, I guess, is putting all those budgetary issues front and center for the homeowners to tackle. Why don't you talk a little bit about the importance of that particular topic?
Sure. In the process of developing that budget each year, I go through the operations of the historical numbers for that community and decide what's going to be repeated and what's just a one-time charge. The operations are really just the day-to-day expenses of the community and are fairly consistent from one year to the next. The other piece of it is the reserve expenses or the capital expenses, which are not things that repeat every year. It's things such as redoing the parking lots, restriping, restuccoing the clubhouse, re-roofing, things along those lines. They're usually big-ticket items. They are things that require several years, many years sometimes, to save up for in order to pay for. And so we look at what's going to be done in the coming year and whether or not there are funds to do them. More often than not, many communities in Santa Fe have difficulty coming up with the funds to do those long-term projects unless they've been saving for them for many years, have a good reserve study that tells them how much they should be setting aside each month for reserves.
Got it.
Yeah.
And Ron Blessy from Homebuyers Mortgage, I know you have a particular topic you want to talk about when it comes to budgets, but we only have about a minute left here before we take a break. So if you want, Gino, why don't we take a break a little bit early on this one, and then when we come back, Juan, we'll pick it up and talk about budgetary issues from condo association standpoint and how it relates to mortgage-related issues. So we are doing a sort of a funny little remote today. I'm up in Taos. Ron and Tom are in the studio. We're doing this program without the benefit of a phone line, but we're using cell phones by producer Gino Thompson doing his magic as always. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment here on All Things Real Estate.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities, the building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Randy Jackson.
When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I also learned about its serious connection with cardiovascular disease. To hear my story and learn more, visit iknowdiabetes.org.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
We're back on air, Ray.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. I'm up in Taos today. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And we've got a little bit of a challenge. My good friend Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage is in the studio, and my special guest co-host Tom Simon of Westgate Properties is also there. Our phone system, if you're just joining us right now, is down today. So we have jury-rigged through the magic of Gina Thompson, my producer, a couple of cell phones. I'm able to talk to you through a microphone. The boys are there in the studio. We're having some fun with this, and we're actually using sort of a theme about what we're all thankful for on this holiday weekend. We're trying to tie it up in a bow and get it ready for the holiday season. Before we go back into the show, I want to take a moment to remind you that Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center is well known as a sophisticated and comprehensive acute care hospital serving nearly 300,000 people in north central New Mexico. The 268-bed hospital uses cutting-edge technology as a long-standing commitment to recruiting and retaining highly qualified physicians and offers a variety of medical specialties. With more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, Christus St. Vincent also experiences close to 60,000 annual patient visits. For more information about the wide range of compassionate and high-quality care offered by Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, please go to their website, www.stvin.org. Again, that's www.stvin.org. Or call them at 505-995-8800. Before we go back into our conversation about some homeowner association issues that Tom Simon brought up before, had our phone system been working today, we would actually be talking to the famous Dina Major, who is a former colleague of mine at Sotheby's International Realty, but more importantly is the co-principal of one of Santa Fe's premier residential construction companies, Major Development Incorporated. Dina and her husband, Jeff Major, have been longtime supporters of All Things Real Estate. And again, had they been on the show with us today by phone, they would actually be telling us about what they're thankful for on this holiday weekend, which I'm sure the list is rather long. But also, too, they'd be talking about a remote broadcast that we did this summer from a fabulous condo development that Dina and her husband Jeff had constructed. And guys, I don't know if you can hear that beeping, but Dina's actually calling me on my cell phone. I can't take the call, but hopefully she got my message that we are operating with some complicated phone system today. Ron Blessy, you were at that remote broadcast this past summer. We did it the second weekend of the annual August Period of Homes Tour.
I do agree. Very contemporary, very beautiful finishes, nicely appointed. They build a great product, and I was really impressed by what I saw when I was there, especially given that it's, you know, literally steps from the plaza and everything that's great about Santa Fe. It's a fabulous property.
Indeed. And Tom, just from your standpoint, again, Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties LLC, the homeowner and condo association management company. Dina and Jeff, I think they have sold most of the units that they have in that development. But right now they would be operating something that you referred to before. There has to be a critical mass that's reached in a development, no matter its size, where the owners actually take control of the association. So in this small condo development, when they reach that point, Tom, what would be some of the issues that the condo association that's being formed there on Alton Street would have to focus on?
Well, we call that transition in the business. It's actually a segment of study when we're learning about how to manage communities. in the transition process, you have your first annual meeting. That's the real critical turning point when the developers are no longer appointing board members and unit owners have to step up to the plate and agree to take on some more responsibility and take over the actual supervision of the community as a board member. One of the things that we talk to as a manager, we talk to the board about, the new board, is whether or not there's anything that remains that needs to be done by the developer that the developer either is or is not doing. It requires some very sensitive politics because we care a lot about the developer, we care a lot about the community, but sometimes the two don't see eye to eye, and we help to mediate any kinds of disputes that might exist.
And Ron Wolfe, as a little segue here, in the opening segment of the show, Tom Simon was talking about the importance of the issue of budgeting and establishing a budget or dealing with a budget, particularly this time of year for homeowner associations. When it comes to condo associations, there is an aspect associated with the budget that relates to your industry, the mortgage industry. Why don't you talk about that for a moment?
That's correct. Every lender that I use has a specific format condo questionnaire that needs to be filled out, and there's a battery of questions. Some cases 15 questions, some cases 20 questions, just depends on the lender. But specifically, they want to know what the yearly budget is, the current yearly budget is. They want to know how much money is being held in reserves. They want to know if there are certain assessments that need to be initiated for repairs, that kind of thing. And one of the things that's very important that comes up more often now than it ever has is that they want to see that the condo association has at least 10% of what they collect in dues in reserves. Oftentimes, because of maybe an assessment or because of repair work, whatever it is, that particular project may not meet that criteria. So that's real important that condo association does build up a war chest, and that doesn't have to be a huge amount of money, but there are certain associations that do, some that don't collect too far ahead in the future in anticipation of what may occur later on, so they'll just assess a certain amount of money depending on what the repairs are. These are issues that need to be addressed on every condo association for the purposes of lending, and we need to look at that pretty much up front, right when we put the deal together, because that's going to drive where we go with this loan, what lenders we can use, what lenders we can't use, and that's a very, very important part of the lending process.
And this is Tom again. Is there? I have a question for Ron, seeing as he's sitting right next to me. And, yeah. Is there also an issue with respect to delinquencies?
Yes, absolutely. Good point. They want to know how many, if any, homeowners are delinquent on their dues and for how long. If there are a number of owners that are more than 6 months delinquent, this could be an issue and has to be addressed. And I think it's more geared towards whether or not that particular unit may eventually go into foreclosure. So these are all very important issues. That's a great point, Tom. That's a great question to ask.
Is there a percentage that you really don't want to see in a condominium association?
You know, generally 10% is the maximum, but, you know, to see any that are delinquent, that's going to require some explanations, further explanation for the underwriter.
Yeah, in my industry, we see 10% as a poor showing with regard to that community.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ray.
I was just wondering, and again, to remind our listeners, those of you who are just tuning in, I'm out of town today, and we have a little bit of a challenge with our phone system. It's not operating out of broadcasting, so we're doing a lot of this with some bubble gum and the ingenuity of Gino Thompson, my producer, and a couple of cell phones. But I was just curious, with the interaction the two of you just had, Tom, are you discovering, or is it, has there been any change in your need to interact with Ron Blessies of the mortgage industry more of late than, say, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes. I'm definitely interacting more with the mortgage companies, the mortgage brokers and so forth. They're sending me questionnaires that are growing longer and longer every month. Mm-hmm. And they're asking questions that, you know, can be answered in different ways. Sometimes they're not written very well, and I need to give them a call and ask them what it is they're looking for. Sometimes the mortgage companies are very straightforward about what it is they're looking for, and they will tell me that if I answer a particular question yes or no, it will disqualify that property for a mortgage. I still have to answer it honestly, but at least they're giving me a little bit of direction, letting me know what it is they're looking for.
The actual form itself, actually, I can think of probably two questions anyway related to owner occupancy and one other one about delinquencies. It actually says on the questionnaire, Ray, that if you answer yes or no to this question, that disqualifies the project. So these questionnaires are really integral to putting a deal together and getting the lender to accept the unit as collateral.
And, Ron, on that point, and you alluded to it before, the fact that Tom has seen more lengthy questionnaires, more investigation on the part of lenders is, again, a reaction to, you know, the meltdown of 2008 and mortgage or lenders actually needing more of this data in order to service their clientele more effectively. Is that the point?
Yeah, that's correct. Based on the delinquency rates and foreclosure rates nationwide, Fannie Mae has really tightened up this this questionnaire, and used to be, in the good old days, there was actually what was called a limited review, which required four innocuous questions to be answered, and if the client was met the lender's requirements as far as down payment, credit score, income assets, etc., they were perfectly happy that these four innocuous questions were answered and that we could move ahead. Now, as I say, probably the minimum amount of questions I've seen on any one questionnaire is 12, and depending on the lender's overlays or additional requirements that they need to see, they may enhance that by adding 5, 6, 7 more questions. So it is a more lengthy process for sure.
So you can have perfect credit personally, but live in a condominium association that has neighbors that aren't paying their dues, and you won't be able to sell your unit potentially because the buyers can't get a mortgage.
Yeah, that's correct. That is right.
Yeah. And Tom, I'm just curious, going back to the hypothetical, Dina and Jeff Major are constructing and actually selling this new condo development on Alto Street. When they reach that critical mass and the developer actually turns over the management of the association to board members, the orientation of new board members, is it more complicated today because of the same circumstances like what Ron's talking about on the mortgage side than it was 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes, there's more involved. In some cases, communities are even considering whether or not they want to allow more rentals. They're trying to figure out how they can limit rentals. I haven't seen that happen yet, but there's been some discussion about it because if you have too many second homes in a community, then it kicks you out of certain mortgage pools. But as far as the, you tied this to Alto Street and the transition and communicating with new board members about what their responsibilities are, I think that there's more interest on the part of unit owners to understand the process because they're finding that it impacts their daily life. It impacts whether or not they're able to sell their unit. It impacts whether their neighbors can sell their unit, whether buyers can get mortgages. So they feel more compelled to be a part of the solution and are more likely to volunteer to be board members, and then they listen more closely when you explain these things to them.
Okay. Well, excellent summary. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, I'm looking at the clock, and we need to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with my special guest co-host, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, and we will go into our famous Open House of the Week segment. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Do you ever worry about family or friends falling? Each year, accidental falls account for more than 16,000 deaths and nearly 2 million trips to the ER for hip fractures, head injuries, and more. Now there's new information you need to know about who's most likely to fall and what can be done to prevent it with a new guideline from the American Academy of Neurology. The guideline finds certain neurology patients are at the highest risk of falling and need to be screened regularly. They include people with stroke, dementia, a history of falls, and walking and balance problems. The guideline also shows people with Parkinson's disease, peripheral neuropathy, and vision loss are at risk. People need to know that falls are preventable, and there are simple tests to determine if they're likely to fall and need prevention help, such as making their home safer or starting an exercise program. Bottom line, identifying people at a high risk of falling is a critical step in preventing future falls. For more information on the American Academy of Neurology's new risk of falls guideline, visit AAN.com.
We're back on air, Ray.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Coast with Sotheby's International Realty. And by the sound of that music, you know that we have actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wren Home Inspections. I just want to remind you that between now and January 30th, Wren Home Inspection in Santa Fe is running a customer appreciation drawing with the chance to actually win an iPod Touch or one of 20 $250 gift cards. For more information and to enter the drawing, simply go to their website, wini.com. Again, that's wini.com, and good luck to everyone. So if our phone system was operating today, and I want to remind any listeners who just happen to be tuning in that the phone system at Hutton Broadcasting is down, so we jury-rigged a little bit of a remote broadcast of sorts. I'm up in Taos. Keno Thompson, my producer, has put together a couple of cell phones, so we're able to do the show. I have in studio my good friends, and thankfully, Thanksgiving weekend, so much guys, Juan Buzzi of Home Buyers Mortgage and Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties. Again, if we had our phone system up today, we would actually have Caroline Russell, one of my colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty, on the line with us today. And she'd be talking about an open house that she's doing today from 1 to 3 at 837 Rio Vista in the community of Casa Salada. This is a terrific three-bedroom, two-bath home with one garage space. It is a fabulous value. Again, it's located in Casa Salada. And a couple of things to mention about it. It is a stamp-built house. Which, for anyone that knows about stamp houses, that's a significant thing. With hardwood floors that have been improved with a remodeled kitchen featuring oak cabinets and stainless steel appliances. It has metal-clad insulated windows and a jacuzzi tub with updated tile surrounding the master bath. You can, as Caroline would tell you, enjoy the ease of entertaining family and friends in the open-air floor plan. A large Kiva fireplace graces the living room for cozy nights by the fire. Drip irrigation is in place for gardening in the spacious backyard. And the amazing thing about this property, again, it's 837 Rio Vista, is it's priced at $244,000. And from my standpoint, this is a heck of a bargain. You can see this property if you go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. click on the home page, and right on the left-hand side of the home page, you'll see 837 Rio Vista. You can check it out, but most importantly, go and visit Caroline Russell, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty today. She'll be there from 1 to 3. And two questions. Ron Blessy, I know you've got a couple of pricing scenarios for those lucky people that are going to put an offer on this property, but before we let you sort of run with the pricing scenarios on this house, Tom, you're familiar with Casa Solana, again, from the standpoint of Westgate Properties, LLC, as a homeowner association management company. What can you share with listeners about this part of Santa Fe?
Sure. Well, I don't manage Casa Solana. It's not really a homeowners association so much as a subdivision in my experience. But the neighborhood is on the northwest side of town. It's built by Alan Stamm in general, those homes in that area in the 50s and 60s. It's a wonderful location, lots of beautiful mature landscaping, a very nice community that goes up the hill. Some of the homes at the top of the hill have wonderful views, and lots of homes in wide price ranges over there from, I don't know, $200,000 or $300,000 on up. So it's really one of the coveted communities in Santa Fe.
And thank you, Tom. That's an excellent summary about the subdivision. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. If, in fact, that buyer was going to come by and take a look at 837 Rio Vista today and perhaps either ask Caroline Russell, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, to write up an offer or have his or her own broker do it, at $244,000, you've got some excellent mortgage products for them to consider, don't you?
I do, but if I may editorialize a little bit and speak a little bit more about the listing, I always go online to look at these House of the Week properties so I can do my research for the type of financing that's available. I'm really struck by how impeccably kept this house appears to be, and the features, frankly, at this price, that they're going to be hard to come by on comparable properties. The hardwood floors, the redone kitchen, Kiva fireplace, et cetera, et cetera. I would strongly encourage the listeners out there, if they're out driving around on this beautiful day, to go over there and take a look and meet the lovely Caroline Russell, because this is a great property. So to get now to your question, or the answer to your question, I've actually come up with three scenarios for this property. The first one is a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at the sales price, or the purchase price of $244,000 with 20% down, a loan amount of $195,200 at 3.875% with an APR of 4.109. The total payment with my estimated taxes and insurance is $1,101.91. If you were to do the same scenario on a 15-year mortgage at 3.375% with an APR of 3.784, the total payment with estimated taxes and insurance would be $1,567.51. And if you meet the criteria and you qualify for an FHA loan, you could get this property with 3.5% down, or a loan amount of $235,460, at a rate of 3.75% with an APR of 4.407. With taxes and insurance and mortgage insurance, you'd be looking at $1,395.36. So all three of these scenarios are for a primary residence. Certainly it could be purchased as a second home, and it could certainly be purchased as an investment property as well. Different pricing scenarios, but that could certainly be achieved through a Fannie Mae loan.
Yeah, and those FHA products, with that 3.5% down, and if you're even your credit score can be a little bit lower than it might be for a more traditional mortgage product. They're pretty amazing, and people, I think, really have a chance to participate as homeowners by taking advantage of that program. So if you want to go by and see Caroline Russell again today from 1 to 3 at 837 Rio Vista, we invite you to do that. Guys, we're down to about the last 4 minutes of the show. I'm watching Gino Thompson in my mind's eye holding up his fingers, telling me that that's about how much time we have. Tom, I wanted to give you a chance again. Westgate Properties, LLC, is so well known in the community and highly regarded for its multi-tenant and homeowner association management efforts. But shifting over to that multi-tenant thing, you guys actually manage a number of commercial properties. Why don't you talk about that for a moment and how that's different than actually doing homeowner or condo association work?
Sure. Well, one of the properties that's best known is the Coronado Shopping Center, where Trader Joe's is located. Our offices are located in the same shopping center, and the only office unit there, which is right above and to the right of Santa Fe Baking Company, up the ramp to the right from Santa Fe Baking Company. And that shopping center is built in the, I don't know, I guess in the 40s. And so there's a lot of maintenance challenges with that property, including we had a flood last year about March of 2010. And we're still recovering from that. That was the result of old pipes that came loose. So maintenance is a major issue. We're always looking at roofing and trim and all sorts of things. In that sense, it's very similar to a community association. The big difference is that we have basically one owner to talk to answer to, rather than a board of directors and many owners. And we have tenants instead of unit owners. So structurally, it's similar in the sense that there is, instead of an owner, instead of a board of directors, we have an owner. Instead of unit owners, we have tenants. But in terms of the structure of the organization, it's similar. In terms of maintenance activity, it's similar. So the concerns of the owners are much more about investment and return on investment, whereas in the case of homeowners associations and condominiums, it's more about quality of life.
Right. Well, major effort on the part of Westgate Property in providing those excellent services to people in Santa Fe, whether you're a commercial property owner or a homeowner or a condo owner. Do you know how much time do I have left? About a minute?
We've got about a minute, Ray.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you the last 10 seconds of the show before I go out and do a little closing remarks. You have a lot to be thankful for, especially that right arm healing up after your surgery a few weeks ago. Any other thoughts you want to leave with the listeners in the last 10 seconds?
Well, I'm just thankful that the battery on my cell phone was charged up today. And that has actually all worked. I mean, this is live radio run amok, and I think we pulled it off quite nicely, don't you, Tom?
I think so.
Yeah. Good job, Ray.
Good partners.
And Gino as well. That's a real testimony to your professionalism.
You guys are the reason why, Gino Thompson in particular. So I guess with that, I want to thank Tom Stein of Westgate Properties for bringing his ever-instructive commentary to the show. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, as always, thank you for your major contribution to the content of today's program. Many thanks to Mike Plant, had he been on the show, Plant Canyon Ridge, for bearing with us, as well as Dina Major for not being able to be on the program with us today. Gino Thompson, my producer, Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners a terrific holiday weekend broadcast. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the program today, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe. Community-oriented progressive talk.
Across most of the central and southern part of the country, explained CNN's Bonnie Schneider.